Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over this long weekend. It seemed like a long weekend. First of all, the Wisconsin Supreme Court did something good and productive that I had not anticipated, and that is they ruled in favor of the DNR's being able to consider the effect of deep well permits and wastewater discharge. And you may say, duh, what are you kidding? I mean, what do you think the DNR is supposed to do? And you're right, in a rational universe, that's what they should do. But in a Republican universe, with that lame duck legislation that basically said Voss was the governor and Voss was the attorney general, even though Evers and Call had won those positions and the Republican Supreme Court upheld it, contrary to our democracy and our Constitution. In light of all that, the DNR has been hamstrung. A Republican appointee won't even get off it when his term expired May 1. Well, what's going on in this state is very serious. High-capacity wells in the Central Sands region take out 100,000 gallons a day, each one of them, 100,000 gallons a day of fresh water, groundwater each day. That affects the water table. The water table is fragile. It takes a long time to replenish. If it's polluted or somehow drawn out, it's not going to be replenished in our lifetime or in thousands of years. As a result of these high-capacity wells in the Central Sands region, the Little Plover River runs dry. Streams, rivers, lakes, they're all affected. They're muddy. It affects wildlife. And the Republican Party has jury-rigged an anti-democratic system that says that even though a Democratic governor got elected, Robin Voss is still the governor in effect for a lot of things. Not everything, but a lot of things. Well, it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Wisconsin Supreme Court has 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. They're supposed to be independent in their decisions. When I was practicing law a long time ago, you couldn't tell who was a Republican or who was a Democrat on the Supreme Court. I clerked when Judge Thomas Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history, was on the Supreme Court. He was a Democrat. You never know it. He was promoted to the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, and that's when I was his law clerk. And you wouldn't know that he was a Democrat there either. He ruled fairly. Well, now it's gotten very partisan. And the only exceptions up until this decision on the DNR were when Brian Hagedorn, in constitutional cases involving our democracy and our elections, did the right thing, and he voted to uphold the certification of Joe Biden as president, even though Hagedorn's a Republican and probably didn't vote for Joe Biden, but he did the right thing. So he has done a number of right things only in the voting rights area. In this case, he recused himself. Why did he recuse himself? Because when these policies, these harmful environmental policies were put in by Scott Walker, Hagedorn worked for Scott Walker, and so he very properly said, well, you know, I work for the guy whose policies are at issue. I better not sit on this. It gives the appearance of a conflict. And that took a lot of integrity. There's a lot of these people that would have sat there anyway, and they would have put the finishing touch. He did not do that. So there are only 6 justices. Well, the 3 so-called Democratic justices were really quite independent. You know, Ann Walsh Bradley, Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, of course, all voted to uphold the power of the DNR to take into account the impact on adjacent neighboring rivers, streams, lakes, the Little Plover River, for instance, running dry. They're able to take that into account. That's with how they voted. When they try, somebody wants a permit for a 100,000 gallon a day, really high capacity well. And but there were three Republicans, and if they had all gone the other way, who knows? One of them did the right thing. Annette Ziegler did the right thing. The two other Republicans voted to say that the Republican Party could stop the DNR from even taking into account, even considering the impact on rivers, streams, and lakes of these high-capacity wells. They were content to say if the Republican Party wants to sink a straw down there and suck out every bit of groundwater in the state, that's fine with us. But Annette Ziegler balked. And the other thing that was on the agenda was wastewater permits and Kennard Farms and Casco up in Kewaunee County. Kewaunee County drinks bottled water. Marinette County, a lot of them drink bottled water. You're going to be drinking it in Dane County before you know it. You think you're all fat and sassy in your coffee shops. Let me tell you something. Out by the airport, there are forever chemicals in the water. That ain't going to stay out by the airport. You see what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is people are starting to have to drink bottled water. And the Republican Party said that's fine because their donors like it and that's all they care about. Trump likes it. Alec likes it. Alec hasn't come in. Alec is a fake name. Sounds something very, very nice. A guy named Alec. Alec's a great name. Alec Guinness, the actor. It stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. There's nobody named Alec. And these characters submit these cookie cutter bills and force just mindless Republican legislators to vote for them, and attacking the environment's one of them. So why did Annette Ziegler do this? Because as a branch of the Republican Party, a higher class branch of the Republican Party that basically is harvesting the votes of rural voters to do what they want economically, but occasionally they balk. They apparently don't want to drink bottled water. They apparently finally get the message that, God, it would be terrible if the lakes, rivers, and streams in the Central Sands region and maybe elsewhere were dry and baked every summer and were muddy the rest of the time. That would be nasty. They go to Door County. You know, Door County is not that far from Kewaunee County, like right near it. Marinette County is not that far either. People drinking bottled water there. They don't want to be drinking bottled water in Door County, where they have their homes. So this is basically a statement by the upper crust of the Republican Party saying, well, yeah, we draw the line at, having to drink bottled water. We draw the line at, with Kennard Farms, you know, one of the largest dairy farms in the state, thousands of cows, the manure all over the place. This is in Kewaunee County in a town called Casco. If you've ever been there, I like Kewaunee County. It's a pretty county, but you drink bottled water. Because the Republican Party thinks that the DNR shouldn't even take into account the impact on local drinking water in wastewater permits. And there was a permit put in for a 50,000 hog farm up in Bayfield. How would you like that? That got held up for a while. Hopefully that's not going anywhere. You want 50,000 hogs? In Bayfield, you want that? Yeah, really? You want that? Lake Superior nearby? Well, that's what's happened with cows in Kewaunee County. And finally, Ziegler blanched, gagged, and said, well, yeah, I'm down with all this other stuff. She voted bad on the democracy issues. She voted to delay the certification of the election, contrary to the Constitution. But in this one, there's some skin in the game. Everybody drinks water. Everybody enjoys wildlife, even just to look at them, if not hunt them. And if they're not drinking water and it kills a lot of them off, they're drinking poison water, can't eat the meat of deer who do nothing but drink forever chemicals in water and eat foliage that grew with forever chemicals. Is anybody in the Republican Party listening to this? I mean, I don't care what your view is on any other issue. Water is it. Water is it. We have some of the cleanest water. We had some of the cleanest water in the country, and the Republican Party is deliberately poisoning it. But there you have it, a good decision, 4-2. Hagedorn sitting out, saying the DNR can even take this into account. What do you mean take this into account? I would put an immediate freeze on all high-capacity wells. And you know something? With some of these multi-cow farms, that's it. No more. No more. And if they don't come up with a technology to take care of the manure so it doesn't get in the groundwater, that's it. They can have these farms elsewhere, other states, whose groundwater isn't as imperiled, and it can be put containing, you know, some of the geology under some of these other states doesn't give right easy access to groundwater. Getting lathered up about this, so we better go to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.